Nigeria is often listed as one of the world's most corrupt countries. Its leaders have been accused of stealing billions of dollars from crude oil money. President Umaru Yar'Adua came to power in May, promising urgent measures to stem corruption. Many people see the Siemens bribery allegation as a test case of his administration and how vigorous he will deal with cases of corruption. A presidential statement quotes Mr. Yar'Adua saying, "In the nation that we seek to build under my watch, any public official found to have abused his or her oath of office will not go unpunished." Ibrahim Musa, an anti-corruption activist in Abuja, says the president, whose election was overshadowed by allegations of widespread irregularities, can only gain support and acceptance by waging a relentless campaign against corruption.
Given the fact that the current president is trying to find legitimacy, acceptability, credibility from both Nigerians and the international community, I think he may have to do that. And I think he has started a little bit demonstrating the willingness to really fight corruption.
The bribery scandal has dominated the local media since the story broke last week. Local newspapers have published details of what each indicted Nigerian official received from the $13 million allegedly paid out by Siemens. The Opposition Action Congress Party described the scandal as a national disgrace and a huge setback for the country's quest to redeem its image. Lai Mohammed is the party's spokesman.
It is very embarrassing for Nigeria. I mean, we're just trying to give the impression that we are out of the woods and that in Nigeria it's no longer business as usual. But obviously from that revelation, I mean, we have been set back several years.
Siemens is reported to have paid bribes to officials in Nigeria and two other countries to win lucrative contracts for telecom equipment deliveries. Four former Nigerian telecom ministers, a senator, and officials of Nigerian Telecommunications and Immigration Service are alleged to have benefited from the bribe money. Several of those names have rejected the accusation. Nigerian officials have also recently been accused of taking $6 million in bribes from Wilbros, an oil servicing company, in exchange for contracts. Gilbert Acosta from UA News, Abuja.